Knitting, though not new, has been weaving its way into public awareness in recent months. There were the Winter Olympians, who went viral for knitting between events, and a cardigan with two foxes worn in the movie Project Hail Mary that caused a knitting pattern to go viral. Those serious about the hobby recently gathered in Nashville for Yarn Fest. Reporter Leslie Eiler Thompson went there to see what she could stitch together.
And this is really, this sweater is...
It's over 80 degrees here in Nashville, but the folks in this room are wearing sweaters and scarves and ponchos that they made themselves.
The pattern again is called Beatrice. It's adorned with the beaded...
They are knitting enthusiasts, and they've gathered from across the country for Yarn Fest. There are breakout sessions about the latest in fiber arts trends, vendors with patterns and, of course, yarn, and attendees who get really excited about knitting.
People enjoy being in this space with other people who love to do the thing that they love to do. And it's rare to get to see it at this scale.
This is Anne Shane, and she's a co-organizer of Yarn Fest, which is now in its second year. Shane and her co-organizer, Kay Gardner, have seen growth in fiber arts firsthand as founders of Modern Daily Knitting, a Nashville-based blog that's been around for more than two decades.
Our readership continues to grow after all this time. I would say we're one of the larger readerships in the knitting world. I think that's safe to say.
Tens of thousands, but it really feels like we're in a growth period again of interest in knitting.
The growing interest in fiber arts is part of the granny core trend, the movement of younger generations adopting analog hobbies as a way to spend less time in digital spaces. For members of Gen Z, like Ash Kane, who learned to knit at 12 years old from her great-grandmother, knitting is an easy and creative stress-reducing outlet.
It feels productive to be able to make something with your hands, and it's also very accessible. You just need two wooden sticks and some string, and you are part of the club.
Knitters and crocheters are also reaching outside their tight-knit community to bring awareness to social movements, like a 12-hour knit-a-thon to raise money to fight hunger. It happened on April 11th, says knitting influencer Jen Geigley, who helped promote the knit-a-thon.
You can do it by yourself, you can create a team, and we all fundraised together that day, and that's how we raised over $500,000 to fight hunger.
Fiber arts lovers like her don't stay hemmed in. They let their passion become a cause.
It's more than just a hobby to us. It's a movement, and it does a lot of good.
While fiber festivals are popping up across the country, having one in Nashville has the advantage of featuring a bluegrass artist who regularly performs at the Grand Ole Opry, with fiddle player Stuart Duncan making an appearance. For NPR News, I'm Leslie Eiler Thompson in Nashville.